Ben Catcher is best known for his comic strips and illustrated books full of really eccentric characters like Julius Knipple, real estate photographer. Catcher has collaborated on radio plays in the past, but he's now finishing the libretto and scenic design for a musical. It's about a New York philanthropist who tries to bring the modern poetry of instructional pamphlets to a group of exploited island workers. This piece began with just a few panels, but now has a very long name, The Slug Bearers of Carole Island, or The Friends of Dr. Rush Hour. Amanda Aronchik spoke to Ben Catcher about how he works.
When Ben Catcher is trying to meet a deadline for one of his comic strips, he draws the outline of his characters in ink, shades them with watercolors, and blow-dries each additional layer of color to save time. Catcher handles his hairdryer with some suspicion.
This sure has a weight in it. It's too heavy. There's something heavy right here.
He first noticed this unexpected heft in small household appliances when a telephone fell off his table at home and broke. Catcher looked inside the broken phone and was surprised to see that it was a hollow plastic case with a tiny printed circuit inside, but otherwise it was empty.
And then on either side of this empty case with these lead weights screwed into the body. And I realized that this is kind of a trend in manufacturing to make things immaterial. And so the weight has to be artificially replaced with pieces of inert lead that don't do anything. They're just pure weight.
And then Ben Catcher started imagining where that lead might come from and who would transport it to the appliance manufacturers. And so he invented the Slug Bearers of Carole Island. Catcher first drew them in an installment of his monthly comic strip. They are muscular men who live on a fictional island in the Pacific. And their job is to move the tiny pieces of metal from a freight ship to a railroad. It would be too expensive to automate the labor, so the men have to carry the small loads on their shoulders. They keep the little weights in place with the tips of their fingers, and they only have to move them 20 feet.
This work they're doing is real post-industrial labor. It's a 4-ounce weight that they're carrying. And they sort of carry it like a work crew carrying, 100-pound bags. But they don't weigh much at all.
Catcher took his idea from the comic strip and, with the collaboration of musician Mark Mulcahy, transformed it into musical theater, expanding the story of Carole Island into a romantic tale. It now stars Jinjin, a young, lovelorn New Yorker, who learns of the slug bearer's plight and becomes unable to use her appliances.
You see, she's incapable of lifting the receiver of the phone or any other small appliance. She feels the burden of these men quite literally. It's too much for her to bear.
She hasn't used a hairdryer or an electric depilatory one, a toaster oven, or anything for months. How can she function in the modern world?
Jinjin then decides to embark on a missionary expedition to the polluted Carole Island in hopes of empowering the slug bearers. In the stage production, Catcher's images are projected onto a screen, and a rock band with several singers performs Mark Mulcahy's music, interpreting the roles of the well-intentioned New Yorkers and the slug bearers. Jinjin becomes entranced by the physicality of the slug bearers, and she wonders if this is what she's been missing in her life, all of these weights and men who can handle them. And it's her character that best embodies Ben Catcher's vision of a world where technology has outpaced our physical needs and desires.
So until they put our brains in some kind of bottle and we don't have bodies to use, then we need these weights. We need things to have weight in the world.
For Studio 360, I'm Amanda Aronchik.
That's none of your business. know this man.